This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
The weekend. 70,000 people at Mile High come June. Wow, that's going to be one heck of a show. Tickets coming up at 7:45 this morning. Your chance to win them, so good luck.
Hey.
All right, let's get to Spadil real quick here. What's going on? Jamie seems to have all the scoop on
you. I know too much, actually. Okay. But I'm only going to give a little piece of the pie.
Okay.
Because I know a lot of stuff.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Maybe off air, you share just a little with me. You know me. I won't say anything.
I don't think that you should know the other stuff. Nope.
Oh. I appreciate that.
Please. Come on. You're my buddy.
Yeah, I know.
I want to know the scoop on
you. I was told in okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to the main
confidence.
Yeah.
Confidence.
Oh my God, you guys. I took my semi-glutide shot yesterday, so I am dumb today. Like dumb.
Foggy.
Foggy, it just, yeah.
Say it makes you foggy.
I am fog.
Then it clears up.
It does clear up.
Yeah, it's like today, you know, we're going to have snow, then it's going to clear up.
It's exactly Jamie's like the my same brain. Way. It's my brain. All right, so anyway, right. I know this person, and you know this person.
Yep.
Anyway, and so I was talking to this person, and so she was telling me the relationship's going really well.
Yeah, between Spadil and Sally.
Correct, yeah. Spadil and Sally dig each other. They have mad respect for each other. Everything's great, right?
Okay.
They both, I mean, it's going really, really well. Except for, like all women, she needs him to change.
Yeah. Buddy, old buddy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I go through this a lot.
Well, we all have these. It's when we date or, you know, and get married and stuff. We always think we can fix you guys. Like, you're our projects.
Yeah.
It's just a thing. We're like, I really like him, but it's always like that. There's never a perfect.
Why is that? Because when you meet somebody, you find out about them. I mean, they are who they are. And why
I can fix
why it. Why is there this need to change?
Because I need to fix you.
to get you in line with what you perceive as what you should be.
Exactly. I know your potential.
All right.
So, hang on.
The
this
potential
is
thing, something she actually said that exact thing to me. She's like, you have so much potential. Like, you could.
Yeah.
So that cuts deep right there.
Yeah. A little bit.
Well, I didn't even know she said that. That's awesome.
She's seeing something you don't even see.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That means she believes in you.
Yeah, right. She does.
Yeah,
yes.
So we'll go with that.
She really does. Yeah.
Not that she completely wants to change you. Anyway, so this one's big, though. This one's big, and this might be a breaking point.
Ooh.
She doesn't want him to play paintball anymore.
No.
No.
Yes.
We have a timeline that we've agreed on.
No, I understand everything, but she doesn't want you. The bottom line is she doesn't want you to play paintball anymore.
Sort of. Yeah.
I forgot. We can't even go to him because it always goes.
All right.
Like
so what was the conversation?
What did she say?
That she doesn't want you to play paintball anymore.
I'm asking you, Spadil.
I'm asking what Jamie heard, though.
That she doesn't want you to play paintball anymore.
Jamie's already said what she said. Now, you came back and said we have a timeline. Explain that.
Well, she wants to have kids in a few years. And, like, obviously you can't play paintball and have kids, so... Yeah.
It's an 8-year-old sport, is what I was told.
Wow.
Okay, so you're not getting the full story, Spadil.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not. I don't know. Pal. Yeah,
she's talking about. She wants you to give it up like today.
Yeah.
Now.
I don't think that she does.
Okay.
It sounds like it.
I mean, if somebody gave you a timeline, they obviously want you at the end result to give
she's
it up.
She's counting
right?
down the days
yeah.
right now.
And so what I heard was it's a little boy's sport. An 8-year old.
I would agree.
They actually gave it a number, an 8-year old sport. Yeah. And that she just doesn't get it and doesn't think it's cool. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
She told me she thinks paintball's hot.
Hot?
What woman would ever say that?
Yeah. I'll tell you why, because you've got a mask on.
Well, there's not a woman on the planet that would
no,
go, that was
there's
hot.
Nobody that says it's hot.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
This is what she said, man.
Okay.
To your face.
Yes.
Okay. Well, right. Behind your back, it's a different story. Well, I know. We always say this, like, well, let's not do this
okay.
again.
All right.
It's hot.
Go USA!
Yay!
Beat Canada tonight.
All right, well, anyway, good luck with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no. BJ, I know better. I know better. You tell me every time.
Yeah.
You tell me every time.
I know.
Sorry. I thought it would work this time.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where to go next. Yep.
Anyway, everything's fine. I'm sure it's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's sulking now. He's upset. He's upset with us.
And then I understand, and maybe this isn't true, but that you rolled around on the floor and showed him your moves?
Well, no. She was trying to talk about how military people... I was trying to tell them that the people who do like military simulation paintball, it's like, why don't you just go join the military if you want to pretend that you're in the military instead of like being like a 25-year-old dude who wants to go run around with a paintball gun because you're too afraid to go into the military.
But were you rolling around on the floor?
I was showing them all the moves that they do when they come out to the paintball field.
Could you show us?
Yeah. So you lay down on the ground and then you're on your back.
I'm joking.
And then you kind of do like a sit up.
No, yeah. I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm joking. All right, we're going to regroup.
Wait. And then I heard this too.
What?
Then he comes out bold and says, yeah, I'm playing in a paintball tournament, some big.
World Cup?
Yeah, like some
the World Cup?
Some big stadium.
Yeah.
And they were like, whoa, at this big stadium? Well, it's in the parking lot.
We're playing at the Tampa Bay Raymond James Stadium.
Oh, yeah, in the parking lot.
In the parking lot.
Right, in the parking lot. But it is in Tampa Bay, where the Buccaneers play.
But I guess you waited. Yeah, there was a pause.
Well, that's like you playing in the parking lot where the Broncos play.
Parking lot where the Broncos play.
Yeah, but
in 2005.
There's no claim to glory in that.
It's still at Invesco. Well, it was Invesco back then.
It's not really. It's
a paintball tournament at Mile High.
Yeah.
In the parking lot.
It's still at Mile High.
I mean, do you understand how funny that is when you come out and say, yeah, I'm playing in the stadium, and then you pause, and they're like, no way, and they're all like, that is crazy, that's so big, and then he goes, I mean, in the parking lot.
We'll be right next door.
We're right there. It's the same thing as playing in the stadium, dude.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. I can say I went to Raymond James Stadium and I played paintball.
You think playing in a parking lot is the same as being in the stadium?
Yeah.
Delusional.
All right, Spadil.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway, good talk.
All right, good talk. We have snow coming.
Yeah, we do.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live on a Thursday. We have snow in the forecast today. 3 to 5 inches for the metro. Now,
yep,
if you're south of town, you could be looking at 6-7 inches of snow. If you're west, same thing. 6-7 inches of snow.
We'll see if it happens.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to start around 3 o'clock today. A little after 3, something like that. So snow on the way, and then a big warm up.
Isn't it supposed to be like 60 this weekend?
58 on Sunday and 60 on Monday.
Yeah, I think it's early next week before we get into the 60s.
Nice.
Yeah, but it's going to be a pretty nice. It's going to take a couple of days for the snow to melt, but nevertheless, we're going to get it later on this afternoon. They're saying the afternoon drive, not so bad, but tomorrow morning could be really dicey out there.
That's, but I mean, is it? I never know. right? It's like...
Well, we'll see, won't we? I mean, 3 to 5, we're in Colorado. Who knows?
I feel like it's been hit or miss a lot this year.
Yeah.
All right, did you see where Delta's offering $30,000 to each and every passenger that was on that Toronto flight that flipped over?
I did.
$30,000. Here's the story.
Delta Airlines says it is offering $30,000 to passengers who were on board flight 4819. A spokesperson for the airline says the money has no strings attached and does not affect the rights of customers.
Yeah, right.
Only one of the 21 people injured in the crash remains in hospital.
You take that check, you better read the fine print. That's all I'm going to say, okay? They're saying no strings
That's
attached.
That's what they're saying,
but you
right?
better read the fine print,
because
man.
You are going to have to sign something when
Without
you get
a doubt.
It. Yeah, and I'm like, are we sure about that?
You know that part that none of us read. You better read it.
Because I feel like it does end any litigation possibility.
Yeah. I swear, I'm with Jamie on this, okay? Yeah. Listen, they're going to have you sign something when you get that check for $30,000, okay? And in the fine print, it's going to say that you're going to waive your litigation. That's the bottom line. It's the only reason you would do this.
I mean, but they're publicly saying that there's no strings attached, so it would be a horrible PR move if, in fact, it was in the fine print.
Because you know it's going to come out eventually.
Because if somebody does try to sue them after taking the $30,000, and then they go, hey, wait a minute, my lawyer just said that, that's going to be a bad PR move on their part.
It would be.
Yeah, so maybe they're just saying, okay, if we just give them $30,000 now, it'll just take care of, you know, some of the extra.
Yeah, and maybe it'll soften the blow so that people won't come back. And, you know, pretty much everybody on the flight could have a lawsuit. Now, I don't know if they win or not, but they would have a lawsuit because you can file whatever you want. But maybe the $30,000 keeps everybody at peace, except for maybe two or three stragglers that go out and get a lawsuit going.
Right. Yeah.
You know, maybe that's what they're hoping, that it just calms it down just a bit. You know,
because their total payout will be $2.3 million.
Yep.
So that's nothing. I mean, because one person alone can get that probably,
right.
You know, especially if it causes like PTSD or something like that, where you can't fly again. And maybe you're in business and it requires you to fly, you know, your job.
Like that's your job. Yeah.
I think if I were on this flight, and I've thought about this too, I think it'd be a while before I got back on another airplane. I do.
It would change a little bit.
Yeah, I think it would be too. Because we played the guy from Denver. There was a guy from Denver that was on that flight. We played him yesterday here on the air. And he mentioned in his little statement that it's not going to stop him from flying. You know, that he's going to get back on again. I don't know if I could. I think it would rattle me a bit.
It's like, you know, even knowing what my sister went through with the airbag, and it broke all her ribs and her nose, and it broke off her teeth and all that stuff. And I've never even thought about really being in a car accident with my Jeep. And she was in her Jeep. And so now I sit way far back from the steering wheel.
It changes your perspective on things. It does.
Oh, yeah.
It does. Yeah. I mean, I've never thought about having a crushed ankle and all this stuff. And now I just, like, I kind of panic all the time now where I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to wreck.
I never thought about it because, you know, I've been under that recall forever with my airbag. And I never really thought about it. I just ignored all the warnings and everything until you keep driving it home with me about this thing taking off my head or something and bow. When I drive it, I think about it all the time.
It impales you.
Yeah.
Your Deborah Takahara airbag will impale you.
I know.
Yeah, that's bad.
I know. It's a bad.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's like getting a sword through your whole sternum.
Tabloid Trash is coming up next here on the BJ Jamie Morning Show on a Thursday.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, yeah.
You've just bought a ticket
on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, there's a new thing for your face that's sweeping the nation. Oh, boy.
What is it?
Remember when I put that snail slime on my face?
Yeah.
I don't feel like it really did anything, to be honest with you. Well, now the newest rage is salmon sperm.
Salmon sperm?
Yeah.
Wasn't there an actress that ordered that not that long ago?
I don't know.
I thought I saw that in the news. I think you'd remember salmon sperm.
Yeah, it's like the DNA or whatever, and they inject it into your face.
No. How do they grab this
stuff?
Yeah,
I was wondering.
How do they bottle that?
They bring a sexy fish by.
They put on a sexy movie of another fish.
I just always wonder, like, how did they decide that? I know what we're going to try. We're going to try some salmon sperm on our faces. Yeah, that sounds good.
Man.
Yeah, so it's some kind of stuff in the salmon sperm.
Now, is
but
it
think
expensive?
About this. Isn't like whale vomit or something like that made into perfume?
Yeah, sure.
So somebody picked up some whale puke and was like, hey, let's make some perfume out of it.
And if you collect it on the beach, it's very expensive, too. They
so I don't know where they get all this stuff.
Now, the is it expensive? The bottle?
I have no idea. I just heard about it.
Oh.
Yeah, I just heard about some salmon sperm.
All right.
Hey.
Spadell, can you Google salmon sperm?
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. It says they range from like $200 to $1,000 a session.
No, how much is the facial stuff?
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, so you got to go in for the session.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Maybe you order it on Amazon.
No. Okay. You go in and they inject it in your face.
Yeah, you got to go to a med spa.
Yeah, and they like...
They hold a fish up and slap you with it.
Yep.
And that makes him...
It just gets right in there. Yeah.
All right,
but you have to wear lipstick so the fish will think you're hot. That's how it works. Duh. All right. Anyway, yeah, so... That's the new thing sweeping the nation. Katy Perry. People are saying she's an evil, evil, evil bitch.
She is.
Man.
I agree. Now this story comes out. Remember, she killed a nun.
Yeah.
Remember that?
You want to give them that?
Yeah. When she went out there and bought that, what are they called? A convent or something like that, right? And the nuns lived there. And she snuck it out from under them and purchased it and tossed them out. And when they went to court, the nun died of a heart attack.
Well, now there's an 85-year-old veteran that she's evicted from her $15 million mansion.
Yeah.
This Carl Westcott, he's 85 years old, and he agreed to sell his 1930 estate in Montecito to Perry. He agreed to that in 2020 for $11 million. But days after that, he said, wait a minute, I don't want to do that. I was under the influence of painkillers because he's dying, basically.
Yeah.
And she said, no, you already signed the deal. But he's like, but I don't even remember. I didn't feel good, blah, blah, blah. But her, Katy Perry and her husband, they won the court battle to keep the 9,000 square foot home because he had signed it. It sits on 2.5 acres. And now she's the legal owner of the property. She received the keys to the residence last year. And apparently now she sued him for $6 million in back rent and damages. Now, again, he's 85, and he's...
He's in the hospital. He's dying.
He's in hospice, yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
He's dying.
Yeah, so...
Now, see, look, he signed the contract. He said he was under painkillers. She ended up with the keys. She's got the place and all that. All right, that's probably all legal, okay? I can't really blast her for that, but when the guy's hospice... And he's dying. Then you file a $6 million lawsuit
for back rent.
Seriously. Can't you wait till he passes and then maybe go after the family if you want? I mean, at least have a little bit of respect for this guy.
It just seems so mean.
It does seem mean.
Oh my God. The Westcott family is absolutely outraged by her quote greed and her lack of empathy. And if Sam, the Hollywood elite system, they say allows celebrities like her to treat ordinary people like dirt. It's entitled celebrity behavior. That's what his son is saying. She has no sense of fair play, zero empathy, quite the opposite, in fact. He said his father, who thanks to a miracle has survived longer than they ever thought, is currently bedridden, like you said, on hospice with the decline in his health being constant.
I don't like her.
I don't like her either.
I don't like her.
Right?
Nope. And those stupid sharks she had on stage with her. I don't like her.
Ugh. I hope none of you go to her concert. Yeah.
Just know, Jamie, if you were in that guy's position, you were in the hospital, and it was your last days, I wouldn't sue you.
Thank you.
I'm not that kind of person.
What did you say earlier? Oh, you wouldn't. Yeah, that Blake Lively. Doesn't Taylor Swift need a boat?
She does need a boat.
Yeah, she needs a boat.
She's got everything but a boat. Think about it. She's a billionaire with no boat. You never hear that. You never hear that.
A new hot item is set to hit the sports card market, and I guess it's the Bo Nix autograph card. It's hidden somewhere in a pack of cards.
I don't know anything about this. Spadil came running in with this morning, so.
Yeah, so there's a new card pack that comes out today. It's the 2024 Topps Chrome Football Packs. And if you, there's one card in there that is signed by Bo Nix, and if you get that card, there's a local shop that will, it's called Mike Stadium Sports Cards. They'll give you $50,000 for the card.
Pretty good.
That's a nice payday.
So he just signed it and they stuck it in a little pack?
Yeah, it's just one little, like, lucky card kind of a thing. It's his rookie card, and he signed that one.
Great news, everybody. Kanye West has decided he's not a Nazi.
What?
Yeah.
He acts like one.
What? No, he just decided yesterday he wasn't one. No.
Oh, he's not
He's not one. No.
Okay.
No. He decided this last night.
Okay.
Yeah, well, he went on.
Boy, everything was pointing toward him being a Nazi. It really was.
Yeah, it was.
In my opinion.
Right, but not anymore. As of last night, about 8 o'clock, he went on X and said, I just realized I am not a Nazi.
Maybe he got back on his meds.
Yeah, I don't know, but...
Well, at least he cleared it up, because we were all wondering.
Yeah, so this is what he said, quote, "After further reflection, I've come to a realization that I am not, in fact, a Nazi."
Huh.
God, he's weird.
I don't know about that dude.
Out there.
Can he just disappear?
Right?
Just leave? Go somewhere? God.
And then finally, the big hit on the internet is this story about a 7-year-old Build-A-Bear party that went bad. I guess this woman had a Build-A-Bear party, and she invited all the kids to make their own stuffed animals, which is awesome, right? Right?
Yeah. Everybody makes their own party, kids love it.
Everybody gets to make their own stuffed animal. What? I mean, and that's expensive.
Yes,
you know,
it
for
is.
All those kids to get. Well, then at the end of the party, she said, "Hey, when you do that, I need you to give all of your Build-A-Bears to my kid because it's for them."
That's so messed
Wait a minute.
Up.
So she had everybody at the party to make one, thinking that that's going to be their bear.
Yeah.
Did she pay for all this?
Yeah.
So she paid for it, but then you have to give up the bear to the daughter once you've had the bear made?
Yeah. And she didn't tell him until the end.
Cool.
So they all think they have this cute little teddy bear they made, but they actually made it for...
Well, that's so mean.
It is so mean. The internet is absolutely losing it. It's gone viral, and it's, some people are calling it a child labor birthday party.
That sounds like it.
Right? All right, I'm done. There you go. Tell her trash.
That's great. All right, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show with snow in the forecast today.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.